from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And as we roll along here from Fenway Park, we welcome in a guy who scored a goal here at Fenway Park once back in the day. Now, that's really embarrassing to lead with, is it not? The CEO of the Boston Bruins, Charlie Jacobs, kind enough to give us some time. But 14 glorious years ago, well, correct?
As you said, back in the day.
Thank you for
if you had
me.
To, could you still, do you think you could still do it?
If I had Swoop and Nifty, Rick Middleton set me up, sure.
Oh, okay. So it's all about the assist.
That's not
but
hard.
Getting out of there and skating and all that, is that natural to you? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in hockey, so absolutely, yeah.
I know that it's interesting because you and your family have been in this city a long time, and you know the Red Sox and the Patriots and all that, but the one thing that there seems to be, even though you're competing in different ways, when it comes to philanthropy, you all end up getting on the same page.
We sure do. And that's something that doesn't happen in every city, right? And I would say that Boston's very fortunate that we have so many owners and players and that really care about this community. And, you know, I had an interview with Andrew Raycroft, and we were talking about what it means to be a Boston Bruin. And we start when our players are drafted and they come in for their rookie camp, and we talk about this and talk about the responsibilities of what it means to be to represent the spoke to be in this community. And listen, Jimmy Fund is also in the discussion. We talk about, you know, dropping off turkeys at Thanksgiving and dressing up at Halloween for the kids in Children's Hospital. There's a lot of different efforts that go into this. And I don't think that, by the way, that the Bruins are unique in that. I'm sure the Patriots probably have a very similar program.
Right.
And I know the Red Sox do as well.
The aspect of players, in hockey, like wanting, like using this as like the standard. I feel like most guys, I feel like this is the gold standard. You know, even if whether the team is good or bad, there's this long history. It's a great tradition that things are done the right way. How have you guys been able to sustain that? Like, how has that been able to exist, that whole, like, outside of the market where other players are so, you know, adamant about trying to find a way to play here?
I'm obviously incredibly biased, but
yeah.
I think this is one of the best cities in the country to play for, right? No matter what sport you're in.
I think they know that, too. I think they get it.
Yeah, right. I mean, whether you're in Florida or Phoenix, and those are all wonderful places, but you come to Massachusetts, you play in the Boston, in the Boston market, you have an engaged fan base,
yeah.
No matter what.
Speaking of the engaged fan base, everyone was pretty happy whenever free agency started. Mm. You guys made a splash. You went out and improved the hockey team. How do you view this offseason for your club?
So we finally had some money to spend this year, right? We've been up against the cap for as long as I can remember. And we finally had some contracts clear and some money that cleared actually from the year even prior that we had to move because we were over. And we were able to invest it in the club. And we came out with some more grit, a very good center. And, you know, listen, the proof will be in the pudding come October. I feel like this microphone keeps getting closer.
No, you're way good.
You sound great. You sound great. Yeah, you're good.
But so listen, I think we really improved our team. We added some grit, we were in search of that number one center. We found that player, and we found a really top forward, a really strong, a big guy, a big defenseman in Zadorov. Looking back at our past playoff runs, we've gotten it taken to us a little bit in terms of a physicality department. And hopefully these additions will really help us when it counts in the springtime.
Did you go to Pasta's wedding?
I did not go to Pasta's wedding.
any stories that you heard from Pasta's wedding share? Anything that's like leaked through the cracks?
I haven't heard anything yet, but I will. Once everybody comes back into town, I'm sure we'll hear
the stories. Will you promise to call us and let us know? Can we hold you that? Let's just give us one
story.
It's
funny. You know, I'm going to tell you, as being in the sport as long as I have, you have different teams come along. And sometimes you have kids. When I say kids, I mean that respectfully, but young men that don't have children. And we have younger teams, and we've also had older teams. We have guys that have kids and they just behave differently. And right now we have a perfect mix. And Pasta's sort of right on the cusp of one of those young men that now has a child and now is married. And I don't know if we're going to see any different suits coming out or walking in or not. But we have a good mix this year. Listen, sometimes you can be rookie heavy and sometimes you can be veteran heavy. I think we've got a very good mix and a great captain in Brad Marchand. Yeah. So,
well,
a good team this year.
And you have your goalie of the future in Jeremy Swayman. Decision made.
Yeah.
Now it's getting the deal done.
I knew that. So, listen, I try not to comment on player personnel contract negotiations. We are still negotiating with Sway. Well, I hope that he's ready to play come training camp. You know, with some things to work out, and I'm sure we'll get there.
I was just going to say, we're not talking a massive divide here, are we?
No.
No,
okay. I don't think so.
A more detail-oriented type stuff, I would envision, yeah.
If there is any unfinished business from this summer, that's it.
This weird new business that came up was the fact that the Celtics are, we're going to sell the team, and the new ownership that I've heard is like a lot of people talking about building a new arena. How concerned are you, in the future, possibly losing the Celtics for them maybe building a new arena?
I haven't heard that one, but I'm very good friends with the current Celtics ownership, and I've had conversations with both Wick and, frankly, the majority of the minority owners of that group. We have a very good rapport and have had one for 20-plus years. I'd expect that whoever the new owner is will come in and we'll talk about it. The Celtics have signed a lease with the TD Garden for another 12 years or so. Okay. So I don't expect that they'll be moving anytime soon. And
would you buy them?
I'd love to have a part of it. We'll see. Of course.
I was going to go the other way. You start to see these prices for these franchises, and I wonder if you and your dad sit there and go, the timing might be right because the NHL is getting fiscally stronger. And I know that is expansion on the way in the NHL? Like, where do you see kind of the league going the next 5 years? Because we've got a lot of shifting going on in
sports.
Yeah,
we do. You know, I do think that, listen, they've recently cleaned up what was the Phoenix Coyotes, and they moved to Utah. I do think that there is opportunity to grow our game. That is the National Hockey League. And I do think it's somewhere, whether it's, I don't know what the market is, and I'll get in trouble for mentioning any single one of them, but I do think there is opportunity for expansion, just as the NBA is talking about bringing a team to Los Angeles.
It's kind of inevitable. It's almost like each league is in their own arms race in their own way.
I hadn't thought of it like that, but sure.
It kind of feels like it. Yeah. Well, because, everybody, each owner is its own business, but then again, you're under this giant umbrella where they're like, how do we grow the pie? And everybody's like, well, let's just expand. There we go.
Well, you can only do that so many times, right?
That is, as we have found out, no question. Ask the Vancouver Grizzlies. But that's another story for another time. Charlie Jacobs, the CEO of the Bruins, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Well, we got some business to take care of.
We got a big check.
Oh, we do?
We do. Well, listen, that's says 336.
Yeah.
Right? I think we got to add 25,000 of that.
Hey!
Whoa! For Charlie.
Charlie Jacobs and crew.
I thought you said add another 25 in front of the three.
I like your math. That's Celtics math.
I was just going to say.
We can just go home now. We're done.
I was going to say, we're not doing Swayman's contract okay? So let's calm down
on
that.
What is that, 4 or 5 years?
That's right. So there you go. So we're up to 336,250.
Appreciate it, buddy.
And rising. Charlie, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
$25 million, guys.
And we will continue from Fenway Park, where the Larry Lucchino ceremony will begin next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.